Well, my fellow Americans, the elections are over. Raucous, argumentative, accusatory, embarrassing, weren't they embarrassing? And lies abounding. It's really a traumatic time, is it not? In our politics, tragically so, it seems as though virtually anything goes. Almost anything. We could only hope and pray that now, without this political circus, for 2 years, Americans might find a way to unite, that we the people would become one nation indivisible, that at least for a season, our differences would become secondary, and we would in fact come together to do what is right and what is best for America and all of us as citizens. We the people, could we ever once again be united and indivisible? Oh, I would hope and pray to that end. And would you not the same? That we the people, so often angrily divided, would unite, become indivisible, unite behind common core American beliefs, so that we together could pursue liberty and justice for all. We seem so unable to do that. But perhaps with the power of prayer, should we once again become one nation under God, we could unite. Prayer can accomplish that. We can unite for the right and once again become a shining beacon on the hill as a witness for truth and justice, peace and freedom for all mankind. Our prayer would be for all of that for us and, as well, for our leaders, now newly elected or reelected. Our prayer for them, for godly wisdom. You know, we are admonished to pray for our leaders, whoever they are and wherever they come from, whatever party they are a part of, we're commanded to pray for them. They are, we are told, ordained by God. They are there over us because that is the will of God. Often that is difficult to understand, don't you think? But if you are a person of faith, it is the will of God that those who rule America are elected by us, no matter who they are. We have been responsible for implementing the will of God with our vote. And we have delegated our individual decision-making to them, the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, our judiciary, 9 of them, and our president. We have been the instrument of the Lord God in their election, and we have given them the right to rule. We can defend and resist only in the face of evil and immorality and the defiance by them of the requirements of Scripture and the life of faith. Even if that occurs, and it seems that it will even more often than not, and we stand up, we are still admonished to pray for them, the leaders. So let us do just that, my fellow Americans. Pray for them, for right thinking, for wisdom for them, for all of our leaders. Pray that our leaders will restore respect among people and in government and respectful consideration of the human beings, all of them who now represent us. Respect. There seems to be little of that in Washington, D.C. today. And let us pray as people of faith that all of America, not just our leaders, federal and state, but all of us, everyone, everywhere, will become kinder and gentler, as we were so admonished by former President George H.W. Bush, kinder and gentler. Soft answers turn away wrath. So let us pray that we the people and our leaders become more transparent, more thoughtful of others, kinder, gentler leaders. Pray that we will build together, as Americans, a sense of cooperation and community. We have so much more in common than we do differences. We live in the greatest nation in the history of mankind, with the greatest freedoms ever afforded human beings. So, my fellow Americans, let us work together to protect them, even as we together, American brothers and sisters, live with each other in peace. Let us learn to live with each other in peace. And let us pray that more than ever, we return to our heritage, our foundation, our beginning, where we once were, one nation under God. We cannot expect the God of the universe, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to bless America if we ignore and deny Him. America can be nothing and go nowhere without God. So, we pray that we will honor as citizens the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We pray for that, for all of that, for all Americans. But as well, pray for just the very same wonderful things for all others in this world. The rights and freedoms we have are those which all men and women, created by God, all of them should have. Pray that all mankind will come together in prayer, giving glory to God in the highest, so that there can be on earth peace and goodwill for all mankind. Pray. Pray, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians, that we the people will learn how to communicate and dialogue with respect, that we will learn to listen to each other no matter how much we may disagree, that we will stand firm in our beliefs on the one hand, but respectful of the reasonable beliefs of others. Our Constitution requires that. Let us pray that the rule of law will prevail, that through dialogue and cooperation, our Constitution will be protected, and the laws of our great country will be just and fair. And that can only happen as a result of men and women, decision-makers who are persons of faith. Boy, I sure hope we elected any number of those kinds of people. Leaders and politicians who are persons of faith. And let us pray. Pray that there will be peace in the world. There is no greater tool of the devil than war. Mankind now has the ability to utterly destroy itself, and easily so. Hundreds of millions of people can die, and many believe will in fact die, as a result of nuclear warfare. We, the people of faith, believe that only the one who came to bring us peace can prevent that. And we should pray for that intervention by Him and the peace that only He can bring. So we pray, do we not, my fellow Americans, for the wisdom of God, that we may understand why elections were as they were, and what, according to the Scripture, God has in store for us. It has been ordained that we the people become the instruments of God in the election of our leaders every 2 years. And now we watch and wait and pray to determine what these unbelievably powerful 545 people will do with our country and for us. We can affect further change only 2 years from now. Our lives are in their hands, and so we watch and we pray. But we stand up where necessary, even as we do our very best to make peace with our fellow man, but we stand up for principle and for values and for morality. And all the while, we hope and pray for revival. Revival. Real spiritual revival. So that America can once again become energized by the faith of our fathers. That, and only that, will make America great again. If we really want to make America great again, it is through prayer and the implementation of a revived faith of our fathers. No man, no president, no House, no Senate can do that, but only one can. So pray to that end, my fellow American. For now, for the next 2 years, and forevermore, it is the right thing to do. It is only He who can bless America and you.